Welcome, everyone, to the Ankylosing Spondylitis Reduce Your Pain podcast. This is my podcast. I'm your host. My name is Sky Denton, and I'm super excited that you are here. This is the place of positivity, of empowerment, and of coaching for people with ankylosing spondylitis who want to reduce their pain and live a better life. Today's episode is a lot of fun. I interview one of my mentors, one of my very good friends, one of my associates, and the man that helped me reclaim my life from a crippling case of ankylosing spondylitis. His name is Peter Winslow. He's been on here before. He's been a health coach, a transformational coach. His list of certifications is enormous. His list of experiences is huge. He's a published author, a lecturer, a public speaker, a retreat facilitator, a private coach, and many other things as well. And in today's podcast, we are talking about diet. We are talking about nutrition, and we are talking about how those things relate to living with ankylosing spondylitis. Diets can help. They can also hurt. We talk about how that works a little bit as well today as well. Now, it's also important to understand that Peter and I are not doctors. We are not practicing medicine. We are not curing diseases. And we encourage you to listen to your doctors. I encourage you to follow whatever medical protocol is in your best interest. This information is more of a holistic wellness design, and it shakes hands and goes very well with other sorts of medical protocols. So it's not good, bad, right, wrong, one or the other at all. We can merge them into a very successful equation of formula for success for you. So with that, I'm going to move into the podcast. I'm excited that you're here, and I will see you very soon. All right, everyone, welcome to today's podcast. I'm really excited to have Peter Winslow here once again, and specifically to talk about diets. One of the main reasons I wanted Peter back on the podcast today was because the feedback from the last episode was really striking people in regards to hearing about diets and what Peter knows about them, my personal experience with them. So that's what we're going to highlight today. So Peter, how you doing, man?
Hey, Sky, I'm doing great. Good. I ate well today, so let's talk nutrition.
Right? I mean, eating well, isn't it? It's a gift, right? Like living on those diets has been, it's been such a blessing to get off of them. And you saw me struggle with them, and you know what a joy it is to be able to eat well.
Oh, it's absolutely essential to the quality of life. There's no doubt about it. And so a lot of people are very interested in dieting for different reasons, you know, whether it be weight loss or strength training or, you know, mitigating pain from chronic conditions. But the quality of your intake of nutrition is directly related to the quality of your health. Obviously, what we put in our bodies, we become. We are what we eat and what we fail to eliminate. So your nutritional factors should be supporting your long-term health and wellness rather than temporary stopgap measures to try to gain an effect. So like yo-yo diets that people do to lose weight, ultimately, if they keep doing a diet, coming off a diet, going back on the diet, coming off the diet improperly, then it causes big issues in their lives going forward. And typically, we've seen that. It's called yo-yo dieting, where people gain the weight and then lose it and then gain it back again plus more and then lose it. It's very difficult on the body and on the systems. So to understand what diet means, the word diet really just means your intake, your regimen. It isn't just a temporary thing that you do called a diet. Your diet is what you're eating, you know, what you're used to eating and what your body is used to using for energy and assimilation of nutrients and so forth, the uptake of vitamins and minerals and so forth needed for the biological functions in the body. So instead of thinking of diet as, you know, the first three letters of diet are die, we're going to die. You know, if we go on this diet, instead of thinking of it like that, think of it as the full panoply of everything you're eating and how that comes together to inform your health going forward.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I know that you have a master's in holistic nutrition, and I know that you've helped people with AS get off diets. You've coached a lot of people that have been on diets. And as far as pain reduction, inflammation, understanding the complexity of mental stress as well as physical stress, what advice do you have for people that are on diets right now with AS that don't feel like the diet is working for them?
Okay, so a lot of people with AS like the diets because it lessens inflammation in the body if you do it properly, which actually does deliver some relief. But then the body tends to downregulate and the immune system gets weaker and weaker as it's exposed to less and less elements in our nutritional profiles. So the less pathogens we're exposed to, the weaker our immune system becomes. So eventually people who are on diets for controlling pain, their bodies tend to downregulate and come to a point where it doesn't work as well anymore. And now they're like, okay, what do I got to do now? You know that because I know you went through that process yourself where you kept cutting back. And essentially you got weaker and weaker and weaker. So the thing is that a lot of people who like these diets for pain cessation and get some result from it because they actually do work in the short term, come to a point where they want to come back off the diet and start eating real food again. And that's a tricky proposition because you got to introduce the foods in the right way and know what to look for in the signs of the symptoms that are starting to return or not return as a result of your change in dietary measures. So yeah, a lot of people come to me and say, how do I get back on a regular diet? You know, I've been doing these low starch, no starch diets for years or months or whatever the case may be. How do I get back onto eating regular food again? You know, I'm going to an event, a wedding or something, and I'd like to be able to eat the prime rib or, you know, whatever it is that they're thinking. They have an event in mind that they want to shoot for. Well, there is a proper way to do that, and it can be done, and we do it with our clients all the time. Does that help?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And you briefly just kind of hit on something that I think is really important, and it's that eating a restricted diet weakens the body and it weakens the immune system. As you know from coaching with me in the state I was in when I showed up with you, I was very, very weak physically. I was what I say a pale and frail version of who I am now. And part of that was dealing with the pain, the stress, but also was the limited diet. I struggled with food for years and I didn't find a lot of pain cessation with it. And I really like what you said in the last podcast of how once you have a healthy immune system, you can eat basically what you want to eat. Maybe there's an allergy or something, but like for the most part, like I get to eat what I want to eat now. And you've helped other people do the same thing.
That's right. So I remember when I first saw you, you were very thin and frail. And if you turned sideways, you disappeared.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And so that was hard. So a little bit about my personal experience with diets, and one reason I really want to talk about these more is because for me, the diets to a large part were just a struggle. I did the best I could. I did the low starch diet, the no starch diet. There was a period in my life where I was doing nothing but bone broth, and the woman I was dating at the time and my mom would carry around thermoses of bone broth for me at times when we were traveling so that I would have food. And all the while, deep inside, I just felt like the diet wasn't the answer for me. And I'm so grateful because now I'm far beyond the limitations that those diets put around me. And I get to live such a freer life than I ever did before.
Yeah, you were a special needs person at that point. You couldn't just drop into a restaurant and order from the menu.
No.
You had to carry the bone broth with you so that you'd have sustenance of some type if you got away from home for too long or what have you.
Yeah.
So remember what nutrition is. It's the sustenance of the body. It's nurturing. It's what's good for us. And we use it for energy. We convert it to energy. And you were losing energy by the day as you were continuing to do these austere and Spartan diets to escape your pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why people use these diets. It's just a fleeing from the pain. Just get the pain away from me, get me out of pain, get it away from me. And that's a very high price to pay for temporary pain relief.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I really have found fascinating is, so when people go into fear, when I was in fear mode trying to avoid pain, I started to try and control my environment. It's something humans do when we go, when we're afraid, we try and control things. So I tried to control food in order to feel better. My time with you, you completely reverse engineered that entire situation. And you honored the current diet that I had, and you got me feeling better. So then my immune system was healthier. I was more relaxed about food. And so I began to open myself up to eating numerous varieties of food that I wasn't eating before.
And your body responded accordingly.
Yeah.
New levels of energy, new joy, new passion.
Yeah.
New feelings of being normal again, instead of a special needs individual.
Totally. That is a big one, is feeling normal again. And I remember with the diets, and I know, I mean, I've had clients that I've talked with this, I've seen it in other people with different diseases, but one thing that was hard on me was going to some gathering, a birthday party, and I would have to tell people why I couldn't eat the cake, or I would have to sort of explain myself all the time of why I wasn't going to have a beer or whatever. And all the while, I didn't realize it then, but I was reinforcing illness into my conscious and my subconscious mind, and it caused more stress in my system. I identified with the victim of disease even stronger the more intense the diets got. And then everyone saw me as a victim all the time because, like, oh, there's Sky, you know, he can't eat the birthday cake because he has some disease. And that stuff, like, sank in deep into my body. It made me sad.
Yeah, and so you were feeling that in the body. The body is the mirror of the mind.
Yeah.
So they work together in tandem for good health and wellness, you know, sound mind and body.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were victimized, and your beliefs and behaviors were supporting that victimization as you went along. So you were making it more and more real to your subconscious mind. I am sick. I am ill. I am in pain. I am not like other people. And so your body responds to that accordingly and continues to degenerate.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everybody else is looking at you going, wow, he's not like us. He's different than us. So that reinforces that separation as well. And a lot of people with AS feel separate from their environment and the people in their surroundings because nobody can relate to what they're going through. Unlike you and me, we've been through it. We know exactly how it is. Yeah. And now our mantra is, let him eat cake.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of cake, so I put a YouTube video on the AS Victors Association YouTube page years ago. It's the most popular video I've ever posted on the internet, and it's called Ankylosing Spondylitis and Diet. And in it, I talk about how it was my girlfriend's birthday, and I wanted to celebrate with her, and we went to this food festival. And I walked all to all these different booths, and there were like 100 different tents and all serving different styles of food. And at that time, I was on very, very limited diets. I was eating nothing that was not organic. I was eating nothing with starch in it. I was eating whatever else I was following. It was very, very strict. And as I walked to all these different booths and asked the people about the food, it caused me so much stress because I couldn't eat basically anything, and all I wanted to do was celebrate with the people I was with and have fun. And it was that day that I realized that following that strict diet was causing more stress at that point than anything else, including the pain of ankylosing spondylitis. And I knew that I had to bust stress on deep levels in order to have my body start to come back into balance.
That's right. So I remember that video, and that was a quite heartfelt message that you got across to the people. I hope it came across to them well, as it is intended, because there are a lot of people who believe in the diets and like the diets and want to continue with these diets and consider themselves warriors, you know, fighting the good fight and denying themselves the pleasures of eating, you know, sumptuous meals like Italian food or Mexican food or, you know, anything that has any suspect ingredient.
Yeah. A bunch of pasta. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh, they're just, you know, staving it off and doing the best they can with what they've got in order to run from the pain.
Yeah.
Now, if you say that to one of these warriors, they're not going to take it well. run from the pain. I'm not running from the pain, but essentially that's what your subconscious mind is telling your body, is that we're fleeing the pain. And so it becomes more and more real in the mind that I'm sick, I'm not well, there's no cure, what do I do? And that's all based on fear programming. So there's only two emotions that people feel. Psychologists can mention and delineate down to numbers, you know, of different emotions that human beings are experiencing in any given situation. You know, they can come up with 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 140 or 250 or however many different variables they can come up for emotional discoveries and what kind of emotions people are feeling. But there's really only two. So we keep it simple in our training and coaching. We make this so simple. And on this point, the two emotions that people feel are these. Ones that feel good and ones that don't feel good. That's it. And your body is the barometer that tells you what feels good and what doesn't feel good. It measures the pain, it measures the stress, and it feeds that back to you so that you can take action accordingly. So all the emotions that you can name that feel good, like love, joy, peace of mind, confidence, security, any of these emotions that we could name that feel good are a subset of love. They're based in the love that you're feeling intrinsically inside yourself as your human nature. They're all subsets of love. The ones that don't feel good, like jealousy, anger, confusion, retribution, you know, resistance of any kind, all those emotions that we could say don't feel good are all manifestations of fear. So the only two emotions we really feel are love and fear. And humans, by and large, are fear-based entities. You know, we're fear-based animals. We worry and dread for the future, and there are no other animal species that do that, or, you know, much less plant species. There's no other living life forms that dread the future. So that creates a steady drip in the body of cortisol and adrenaline and epinephrine and the other stress hormones that constantly wear out the system as the immune system continues to do its work to try to quell those chemicals in the body. And it just burns out based on fear. So this is called stress. And stress is created and caused in the subconscious mind as well as the conscious mind. And it's based on our past experiences, as well as what we're comparing it to now. So you see an event and you compare it to your past memories to see how you would process that event. Is it something to be afraid of, or is it something that you can love and support? So humans, again, are fear-based individuals, largely speaking, and so we're dealing with all this stress. And the stress is what overpowers the immune system, and that's what leads to the inflammation and the pain in the system that causes the issues that people are trying to get away from. So the antidote and the solution is to release the stress at the subconscious level. And that's what you did, where you started to feel good again. You were feeling those good emotions and your body was responding accordingly. Then you got empowered and you started doing things like trying new foods that you hadn't had for a while with confidence and you know, with caution and confidence and hand in hand going forward in the process that led you out of the darkness. Mm-hmm. And then you started acting like a healthy person acts by exercising, going for walks, doing what you love to do again, instead of thinking, I'm a special needs person, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So you eradicated the stress in the subconscious mind that creates the inflammation in the body through the immune system. Now, there are other factors at play. People need to understand, if you have a leaky gut, you know, you have leaky gut syndrome, you need to do something about that. If you have overgrowth of bad bacteria and yeast in the system, you need to contend with that. And that's what are largely held up as the culprits for chronic illnesses, you know, bacteria or viruses or other hostile invaders to the body. But when the immune system is healthy, it just wipes those things out as a matter of course. Every day, just another day at the office doing its job, keeping us healthy. And the mind is really highly implicated in how efficient the immune system works because of that stress factor. So in our Winslow Way methodology for relief, remission, and recovery from AS, we accomplish two functions. The first function is to reverse the cause of your condition. Now, again, was it caused by a virus? Was it caused by bacteria? Was it caused by an accident? Was it caused by something you ate? What's the cause? And the cause always goes to the deepest level of your stress. Stress on the mind, stress on the body. So we reverse that cause by alleviating that stress. And we don't have to go through psychotherapy and long lectures or sessions with therapists. It doesn't require any of that. It simply requires surrender. It requires letting it go and being okay with what is. And that's what we teach people how to do. That removes the cause of their inflammation, removes the cause of their stress, which is causing the immune system imbalance, which is causing the inflammation, which causes the... So that's stage one, the cause. And stage two, repair the damage. And we do that through our beliefs and behaviors. That's about neuroplasticity and rewiring the brain. And we teach people exactly how to do that for the most effective results. So that's what we're doing here. And so nutrition isn't really an aspect here. But if you're using specialized nutrition to stave off the pain or flee, fight or flight mechanisms to flee the pain, then you're creating more stress in your system than you need to contend with. So to me, diets are superfluous. You could use them or not, but if you go on them, you're going to have to come back off them at some point too, and you need to know how to do that properly. So when I was contending with AS, I didn't even use nutrition. I ate whatever I wanted to eat through the whole process anyway. And it didn't make a difference to my recovery. I recovered and I still eat whatever I want to eat. And that was 30 years ago when I went to recovery. It took me a year of focused effort and diligence and practice, new beliefs and new behaviors, acting like a healthy person acts, doing what healthy people do and understanding the difference. But I'm good to go. As far as I'm concerned, I'm healed completely. 30 years without symptoms, yeah, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's a dream come true.
Huh?
That's a dream come true. 30 years without symptoms. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it really is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what's possible for everybody. It isn't that I'm some magic person with, you know, pixie dust that cured myself, you know, through some weird and magical process. There's nothing mystical about it. So everybody has the ability to at least get relief and remission, no matter where you are today, simply by removing the cause and repairing the damage. Mm-hmm. Nutrition doesn't really play a role there.
Yeah.
Well, nutrition, again, is about escaping the pain. It's not about reversing the cause or repairing the damage.
Yeah. Well, I really like what you said about when you reverse the cause, the nutrition aspect takes care of itself. The bacteria issue takes care of itself. The leaky gut issue takes care of itself because the body is so brilliant and is always, you know, it's a healing machine. Those are your words. It's a healing machine. And once we are able to reverse that driving factor of the stress that is throwing the body out of balance, things do become easier.
And continue to get easier and easier as you go along.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
Life becomes easier and easier as you become happier and fitter and healthier, more confident.
Yeah.
You know, you talked earlier about people are trying to control with diet what they can control, and that's right. There are actually three things that all human beings desire and need, and if they don't get them, then they suffer. One of those three things is control. People are trying to control their outcomes, control their environments, control their children, control their finances, control their lives. So they're struggling for control. And really, there's only two things that human beings can control. Everything else is a waste of time and a stressful effort, which creates more pressure on the system, which leads to more negative immune system response, which leads to more inflammation and so forth and so on down the line with stress and the stress-related illness of AS. Yeah. So the three things that everybody wants are security, control, and approval. The catch is that you can't get any of these things from anybody else.
Yeah.
You have to give them to yourself. So people don't know that. They don't realize it. They're trying to control their lives and control their worlds through their beliefs and behaviors. And maybe it works and maybe it doesn't. But everybody's trying to get control. So that's why the diets are popular too. They're trying to control their pain. And it's really not necessary. The body knows how to control the pain. You have to remove the stress that causes the feelings of fear, which lead to the immune system imbalances, which then go on to create inflammation and pain in the body.
Yeah. Well, I have two fun success stories to talk about. One is a friend of mine in Hawaii who wasn't able to move his neck for years. He took part in a coaching class that you offered a few years ago, and I've seen him since then. And it's amazing how much more he can move his neck.
Yeah. What's his name?
Anthony.
Right, Anthony Payden. That guy's amazing.
Yeah.
He's out there surfing in the waves in Hawaii.
Yeah.
When he had bamboo back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy's
incredible.
Love Anthony.
Yeah. And then the other story is a friend in Colorado, Jody. And she was on the no starch diet for a long time. And after working with you, she pretty quickly started to be able to celebrate life, and she ate cinnamon rolls. And Jody's a friend of mine, and I can still hear her words in my head talking about how the excitement of being able to eat cinnamon rolls again and not have flare-ups. And like what a liberating experience that is. There's so much empowerment and confidence and hope and a deeper level of understanding how our bodies work than just being afraid of food and avoiding food for the rest of our lives.
Jody's a great example of instant success. She had one coaching session with me and turned everything around.
Yeah, totally.
After just 1 hour coaching session, she was out of pain and eating what she wanted to eat. Then she came back for a couple more coaching sessions just to ratify and conclude and be sure with what was going on. And now look at how successful she is.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
Yeah. I don't think she lives in any pain anymore. Like no limitations at all. There's another thing I wanted to point out too. You're talking about subconscious stress. And when we're talking about the conscious and the subconscious mind, the subconscious stuff are things that we're not always aware of. And so had I heard on a podcast myself before I ever found you that the cause of my pain was subconscious stress, I wouldn't have believed it because I didn't know that I was in a chronic state of stress. I knew that I wasn't super happy. And in speaking with a lot of people that have AS, most of them all recognized they, even before the symptoms started, they weren't happy. Something happened in their life or like whatever, but they just weren't happy. And so for me, if I would have heard that right away, I wouldn't have got it. And the metaphor I was going to use is something you gave to me. And it's like, it's a goldfish in water. When it's just in water, like it's swimming, it's in its home. It doesn't even understand the concept of water until you take it out of the fishbowl. And then there's contrast and there's comparison. And so for me, I had to actually work with you for a little while, believe what you said, begin the Winslow Way process, get myself feeling better. And then from a little bit of success, I could look back and be like, oh, I see where I was like super, super hard on myself. And I was striving to just sort of prove myself in the world and I had anger issues and whatever. It took me some growth and some time with you to look back and actually honestly recognize the level of stress I was in.
Which ratifies your success. At first we don't get, you know, and you learn these new concepts about the mind and the body and how they work together. And certainly medical science doesn't really study that, so they're not conclusive about what they feel, although there are the practitioners who do look at that and have bona fide the validity of the mind-body connection and how how dark moods lead to disease. You know, heart disease especially is related to people who feel hatred and resentment.
Yeah.
And so there's exceptions to every rule. And some people can say, well, my grandma had heart disease and she was the most loving individual there was. But there's something going on subconsciously underneath all the chatter of the mind that's creating the effects in the body that lead to imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said subconscious means you're not always aware of it, yeah, that's exactly what that means. Sub or below your consciousness means you don't even know what's going on. Yes. So people are all programmed to be fear-based individuals for protection and survival, of course. And yet their negative attitudes are something that they have to contend with as being realities. And so they build this up year after year after year, negative self-image, negative attitudes about the world around them. And is it a hostile environment or is it a supportive and loving environment? And they don't really know how to choose what's best for them. They don't even know how life works for humanity. Now, I'm not talking about biological processes in the bodies. I'm just talking about being a human alive on the planet. There's a structure and a system by which we live. And most people don't understand it. So they're creating all kinds of problems in their lives and in their worlds and in their communities. And all we have to do is look at their lives for the proof. Most people are desperate. And they're seeking security, control, and approval of others. And that emptiness and vacuousness of their self-awareness creates these stresses on the subconscious level that they don't even know exist.
Yeah.
So then once we train them to understand what this is and to look at it without judgment, but to just observe it casually, then they start learning a whole lot more about what's going on within themselves, and they can release it so much more easily. Now they've got some, and then their symptoms relax. So now they've got some evidence that they can believe in and follow and trust and continue to make progress going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about happened in your case.
Yeah. And one thing that's so amazing and awesome about understanding how the subconscious mind works is it makes sense. With a few key understandings of how the subconscious mind influences the body, it's very logical. I like the term the logic behind recovery from pain, because it all makes sense. It just takes a little bit of knowledge. It takes coaching. It takes working with someone to learn these things. And then it's one of the most empowering, you know, reclaiming my life from AS is one of the most empowering things, if not the most empowering thing I've ever done. And it makes sense.
Makes total sense. In fact, it's simple. Yeah. It's human beings that make all this stuff so complicated. Right? And we have a preconceived bias that something complicated is more valuable than something simple.
You do.
But like, you know, a Ferrari is a more complicated driving machine than a Volkswagen. So obviously it's worth more to us.
Yeah.
We like complexity, and we've convinced ourselves that the more complex something is, the more valuable it is. The more high tech it is, the more costly it is. So we'll pay $1,000 for a little smartphone because it's high technology and very complex.
Mm-hmm.
We're not paying for the labor and parts. We're paying for the technology and the complexity of that device and how it can change our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I began to say that the way life works, people don't understand it. But here's the main thing that I'd like people to understand to begin with. You learned this from me as well. It's called the law of identity, coined by Aristotle and then modified by modern masters. And it goes like this. In life, we don't get what we want. We get what we are. Now, let's transpose this to your physical health. If your belief is that I have a body that's special needs and it's broken and there's something wrong with me, then you're going to create that more and more often in your life in more and more ways because your subconscious programming is telling you that that's who you are. So you'll get even more of who you are. We don't get what we want, we get what we are. And we get more and more and more of what we are. That's the basic lesson that runs our lives. So what I do is I teach people how to go from wanting to getting to having. And it applies to everything in your life, from your finances and your relationships to your health, wealth, and abundance. So we apply this to the subconscious mind, these techniques of being healthy internally, focusing on what works, letting go of what doesn't, and noticing the incremental changes and shifts that happen along the way so that you can believe in what you're doing and continue with the behaviors. And people go into remission. Yeah. You know, we're really fortunate that we have AS. It teaches us much about ourselves and our lives. But hey, this isn't, you know, bone cancer we're dealing with here. You know, this isn't Lou Gehrig's disease. We can handle this one. This is just chronic pain caused by stress in the system that doesn't let the immune system do its job properly. So we reverse that cause, and people see the results of that, so that empowers their trust and their beliefs and their behaviors shift accordingly as a result. And that's all it is. It's very simple.
Yeah, well said.
And so you'll see many, many people like Anthony Payton and Jody D'Onofrio and the others that we mentioned. I've got hundreds of people that I've worked with who have given me testimonies to how well this works and how simple it is. So it isn't just me and you. It's possible for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To one degree or another, as they'll allow it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. AS is such an interesting one because it is so painful. It is just the epitome of chronic nagging pain.
The worst.
And it also, I think of it like this. The body likes to heal. The body doesn't want to be in pain. And AS draws a lot of energy from the system, both emotionally, physically. People feel drained. But what's great is you start reversing that subconscious stress, and the body naturally like can come back very quickly because it doesn't want to be using all that energy fighting itself. Thinking about like evolution, our bodies want to put energy into very precise places. They don't want to be draining themselves. And so AS is like, it's so painful. It forces people to either wake up to opportunities like what we're talking about or become victims. And again, like I've played both sides of that. So have you. So we get it. But it doesn't want to be wasting its energy. It wants to come back in balance, and it totally can. Like you said, there are worse diseases to have. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it's true. And what you've said is exactly right. If people understood that better, there'd be a lot less suffering in the world. So they need to learn this from people like you.
Yeah.
You know, what's actually happening here. AS teaches us a lot about things because it hurts so bad.
Yeah, it does, man. I remember being willing to just give everything I had and owned for one day without pain. And it just so much pain. And it stole sleeping, right? It stole time from relationships. It stole, I mean, the amount of missed opportunities in those years, those 6 years I had AS were huge. And
how much opportunity did you lose? What did that cost you in terms of your relationships, your training, and your finances? I mean, what is this worth?
Like, right?
To be healthy and whole again.
Yeah.
It's priceless.
Yeah. It's invaluable. Absolutely invaluable. Yeah.
So you said you give everything you own for one day free of pain. I was the same way. Fleeing the pain was a reality for me for many years.
Yeah.
About 10 years.
Yeah, totally. My dad has some fused vertebrae. So he has had some sort of spondyloarthritis situation. My grandfather also, I don't know if he was ever diagnosed with AS, but he volunteered for very, very extreme surgeries, you know, like in my grandfather's era, right? This is a while ago, to try and get rid of the pain.
So, right, to escape the pain even temporarily.
Yeah. And what I find great about that story is people talk about genetics and how things come down sort of the family genetic tree. And
sure.
My dad had fusions. My grandfather had some extreme thing going on. Comes down to me. I tested positive for HLA-B27. And despite all of that, was able to reclaim my life from pain.
So you are so fortunate, Sky, that you did that before the spinal fusing set in. We want to catch this before that happens.
Yeah.
So that's like the crossing the Rubicon, you know, to use a metaphor about Julius Caesar. Once you cross that river, there's no going back. You know, once you get the spinal fusing, all bets are off. Now, we've got a couple examples. There's Anthony Payton, who had spinal fusing and now has more mobility. And there's a couple others on my website that you can see in the testimonial section where they talk about that. But anybody listening to this broadcast, take action before your spine fuses. Take our word for it. It'll be a lot easier to come back from if you do.
Yeah. I mean, once you reverse the pain, you're going to have mobility. Being able to move, like, it feels so good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Strength and mobility, flexibility. It's like you got a big bicep now. It's which way's the beach, that way or the beach this way? Mobility.
Yeah.
Strength.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Totally.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Humor. Laughter. Love. That's what we all want. That's quality of life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on that note, Peter, I want to give you a minute to introduce any classes or groups or websites you have available that people can go and check out.
Okay, great. Yeah. There's many, many free resources for people who are in need and searching for answers and solutions. And you can go to my website, asvictors.com. And that's like the hub of the wheel that with the spokes that radiate to all the different websites and resources that we put out there for people who need help. One of those resources is the AS Recovery Challenge, which is my group coaching program for people who can't afford personal coaching one-on-one. They can go to the group and get the same quality of coaching that they would get just in a group setting instead of a personal one-on-one setting. And you can find that at asrecoverychallenge.com. which is available there. The link is there on AS Victors. So go to asvictors.com, get the free resources that we offer, take a look around and see if you like our message, and then take action. Use the resources.
Yeah. 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 I encourage everyone listening to definitely take action. My life is completely different than where it would be otherwise. And it started with you, Peter. There's no doubt. I remember our first phone call, and I finally had hope.
That's what started with me. I mean, the turnaround is what started with me. You were already well on your way to learning about your life and who you are and what your purpose is and what you're dealing with in the world. And it was becoming more and more hopeless, I remember, for you. I mean, you were a tragic case. I had to help you when you came to me. It was like, this guy really deserves it. And I saw the potential in you, and I saw how bad you were suffering. That's my motivating factor, is to mitigate or end the suffering to the degree that I'm capable of doing it in the human condition in this world.
Yeah.
We want to help millions of people just raise their consciousness to have hope again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you just said it, millions of people. I mean, I don't know what the cumulative number worldwide is for people that have AS, but If it's 2.7 million in the United States, it's got to be 10 million worldwide, if not more.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah.
And nobody knows. It's ineffable. We haven't really done the studies. 2.7 million Americans so far diagnosed.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole diagnostic process on average takes between like 5 and 7 years. So there are millions of people living in chronic pain that don't have to. They don't have to.
And they're looking and they're searching and they're seeking for what we're offering.
Yeah. You said something, I think it was in the last AS Recovery Challenge coaching group, or it was the last podcast, but you said, this is the most important work people with chronic disease can be doing. And it absolutely is. Like, get on board with this stuff. This is the most important work someone with ankylosing spondylitis, psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease and beyond can be doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not just healing the condition. People are healing their lives.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing they'll ever do. That leads to salvation and freeing of the spirit, which is critically important in every life, no matter what your religious or spiritual beliefs may be. If your essence is encumbered, we want to free that essence because it's love, life, joy, and peace of mind. that we're putting people in touch with. And there's nothing more important than that. That leads to everything good in your life.
Yeah.
So you're not just healing your body, you're healing your life. Most important thing you'll ever do.
Yeah. 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 Well, on that, this is fun. So I'm looking at my show notes here, and we could talk about this stuff forever because we've only covered like 2 of 8 bullet points. So we'll end the podcast for now. We'll keep it digestible for the audience. And I appreciate the conversation and your time, Peter. Thank you.
Absolutely. Looks like we'll be getting together and taking it up again.
Yeah, totally. Totally. We'll keep going with it. And I'll kind of talk to the audience here in just a minute. But if you have any last thoughts, I'll give you the stage right now.
Just blessings to all. And thank you for listening to this important message. And Skylar, thank you for bringing this platform to the world in a way that can make a difference in people's lives. There's nothing to me that's more meaningful than that.
Right.
So thank you. Thank you. You're blessed.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thanks for being part of it. And this is the place of positivity and empowerment for people with AS. And we're going to keep growing it.
Definitely. Great. All right. Good to be with you.
All right, Peter. You too. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye. All right, everyone. What a super fun episode. You can tell that Peter and I get along well and that we've gone through a lot together. I can tell you that showing up in the physical state that I was in, literally on his doorstep, to work with him, to learn from him, was one of the most life-changing and profound experiences that I have ever had. And I can tell you that a friendship is built with this kind of community. Some of the people that are closest to me are all people who have reclaimed their lives from ankylosing spondylitis, because we get it. We know what it's like to be in pain. We know how to change the body, and there's just this brotherhood that and sisterhood that comes from this experience. And you can clearly see that Peter and I have a really fun connection. And so it's fun sharing our energy, our understanding of health and wellness with you. If you do have any questions, I encourage you to reach out and ask us. I've said this before, I could not have done what I did alone. You heard in this podcast that a lot of the things that happen in our bodies that cause the pain and the inflammation are subconscious. That means we're not aware of them. That's where when I got on the phone with Peter and started talking with him, he could point things out. He immediately would have areas of improvement, of things that I could do in my life to begin making the changes biochemically, physiologically in my system. And I was completely, completely blind to them. After the last episode, I'll tell you that my mom, who's fantastic, she's a supporter of this kind of work, my parents, my dad literally said to Peter, "You gave me my son back," right? So that's where my parents are with this. My mom called after the last podcast aired, and she said, "Sky, it was great. Also, don't be afraid to push the coaching, because it's the coaching component. It's that consistent support. It's the feeling of knowing that you have someone that can help, that has the knowledge, the wisdom, the awareness to support you, that immediately changes what's happening inside your body and inside your mind. So I encourage you guys to get on board. I'm not much of a salesman for nearly everything in life, but this is something that is near and dear to my heart. I know it works. I know the power of it, and I know And I'm just so confident that you can live in a radically huge, less amount of pain, if that makes sense. You do not have to be in so much pain. And it is my intention to help get you into a happier life, a less painful body. And Peter and I, you can tell we know how to do it. And so it's very fun, and it's an honor to be here sharing this with you. Because you are awesome. If you are here listening to this podcast, you're open-minded, you are smart, you are ready to hear these things. And that means that there are so many doors opening up for you. And that, to me, is truly, truly exciting. So you can find me, and I encourage you to reach out to me at skydenton.com. If you contact me through that site and you tell me that you have listened to this podcast, I will give you a 10% discount on anything I'm offering. And I am creating an online course which is something you can do in the comfort of your own home. It won't be finished for a little while, but it's actively being created. And that will be a lot of fun to share with you all. And again, you will get 10% off that if you mention this podcast. Until then, and contact me, contact Peter, check out the AS Recovery Challenge. It's a fantastic group. The last group was very successful. People came into that group in one state, one outlook, one physical state, one level of pain, and they left improved. Every single one of them left improved. So these things are very possible, and it's so fun to be sharing it with you. So my friends, that is it. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time, and I will see you very soon.